听说是在审美知识，那我们连各样的诗歌啊，都是在都是从圣经开始的。那么耶稣基督给我们设立这样一个榜样，他受尽的时候怎么样，他的传道是在受尽之后再开始。所以我们各样的服饰，我们各样的诗歌，从我们今天弟兄姐妹从今天受洗的那一刻就开始了，要活出一个像耶稣基督的这样一个生命。基督知道计算线上这三步，不断的操练，我要知道，不断的告诉我自己，然后不断的去计算，在主里我跟魔鬼怎么计算，我跟在神怎么计算，然后我要献上我自己，成为国际，成为神的学员，好不好？这就是我这个中文的 message， 英文你讲这么多方面听不懂啊，所以我就稍微简单一点的话，但是我们还是要读一下。哎 ，guys， as a here in the church， just for you guys。Fine, six of you. Do you have a Bible? Can we read the Bible verse together? You do have a Bible, okay. Can you turn to Romans 6:3? Romans chapter 6. Oh, you're already, okay, you're already there. Okay, great. Can we read this paragraph together, like three verses? From 3 all the way to 5, can we read it together? Do you guys have a Bible? Fine. Oh, yeah, we can read this. I have a copy of it. Okay, can we read it together? Yeah, here.Okay, you can do a little share. Romans 6:3. Can we read together? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him.Baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like this, we'll certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like this. Okay, so here is a story.I don't want to make it like a teaching, right? So it's like a discussion, more like a discussion. Okay, you guys. Question and answers, okay? So, first of all, baptism. What is a baptism? You guys know what baptism is, right? So, anyone can tell me what baptism is? You get on the water, and what else?
You can't.
Right, so baptism is actually a symbol, right? It's a symbol. Do you guys know what symbol is? Like a Greek letter is a symbol. A symbol that represents, that symbolizes the fact that when we go into the water, when we immerse ourselves in the water, what happened? We were crucified. We were buried together with Jesus, right? We were crucified with Jesus. We died. That means that your old life, you have your old life, right? Your life that comes from daddy and mom, your old life died. Okay? So the death, that's what going into the water means. When you get out of the water, what happens? You've received a new life, right? A new life that comes from Jesus. Right? A new life that comes from Jesus. You no longer have your old life. The old life comes from mommy and daddy. Now you have your new life that you receive from Christ Jesus. Right? So that means after baptism, you're going to live a life that resembles and glorifies Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Is that right? After baptism, you're going to live a life that resembles and glorifies Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Is that right? Okay, so hopefully you understand now that your old life is dead. Shandy. Do you know that your old life is dead?
Yes, sir.
Yes, your old life is dead. Do you know that your old life is dead?
No.
Oh, you are, okay. So you know that your old life is dead? Okay, your old life is dead. And then the question here is that when did your old life become dead? When did your old life die? That's easy. You understood what I said in Chinese, right?
Okay.
So when Jesus Christ was crucified, he carried everybody nature in him. He carries everybody in him. So when he was crucified, everybody was crucified together with him. So, right? The moment our old lives, including your old life, my old life, our old lives died, that was exactly the moment that Jesus' old life died. That's exactly the moment that Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross and died. Here's a kind of a parable here. So it's more like a book, right? You guys, but Jesus Christ is like the cover. The front cover, the back cover, and the cover. And then the Christians, like you and me, are like pages. There are so many pages, right, that Jesus Christ actually covers us. So whatever you do to the covers, you do the same thing to all the pages inside the covers, is that right? Whatever happened to Jesus, the same thing happened to each one of us, you and me. Okay? So our old life is already dead. Is that right? You know that this is a spiritual fact. It's a spiritual fact. It's a fact that has already happened. Okay? And then the next thing is that now you understand that your life is dead. So what would you do with it? What would you do with your own life? What? Look, it goes away? Okay. So what would happen if you poke a dead person? If I poke you, like you're dead. So if I poke a dead person, what would happen? Would dead person say, hey, owie? Would dead person say, don't tickle me? No? Right? So dead person wouldn't say anything. Neither would he move. Would he move? No, he's dead. He's dead out there, right? So neither would he move. So he wouldn't do anything, right? Because he's dead. But that means when the temptation comes, you guys all know what temptation is, right? When temptation comes, especially those temptations that would drive you away from God, what would you say to the temptation? Like a tickle comes, right? The sin comes and tickles you. What would you say to sin? What would you say to Satan? I'm dead. Right? Don't poke me. Your poking is not effective because I'm already dead. What's the point of tickling a dead person, right? I'm already dead. Right? So that's the important message. So next time, for example, David here?
David's not David's here.
Where is David? Oh, David's over there, right? David. What if somebody would say, hey, let's go to Disneyland and play for Sunday? So don't go to the church, let's go to Disneyland and play for a day. What would you say? No, I'm dead, right? I'm dead. Don't tickle me. I'm dead, right? I belong to Jesus. I need to go to church. I need to go and worship God. That's what I should do as a Christian. Is that right?
But wait, if you're dead, you can't go to church.
Right, so it's a spiritual meaning of death. It's not, you're not like physical dead, but spirit. Your old life is dead. So, Annie, what would happen if someone say, hey, I'll give you candy, and you have to tell a lie. Chocolate or something, right? So whatever you have been wanting for a long time, what would you say? I'm dead, exactly. I'm dead. Don't tickle me. Don't poke me. Your poking is useless. I'm dead. Go away. Satan, go away, right? So if you keep doing this, you're going to walk with God every day on God's way, right? You're going to walk with God, and if you walk with God every day, what will happen? You're going to live a life that is called a blessed life. That's how blessing comes, right? The blessing comes from God if you walk with God every day. You count yourself as dead to Satan while you count yourself as alive in front of God and Jesus. You guys understand?
Great. 好，那我们就最后我们一起有一个祷告，好不好？我们为我们的要受洗的弟兄姐妹。
Let's pray together. Bow down your head. 主耶稣，我们感谢你，感谢你是何等奇妙的一位神，在我们当中做奇妙的工作。主，我们知道，如果不是你亲自的吸引人，没有人能够回向你，没有人心里能够看到光。主，因为世人都浸在黑暗当中，光来到了世界，世人却不接受光，这就是我们现在的场景。主啊，但是如果你亲自的吸引，主，我们就能看到你的光，我们就能愿意把我们自己降服在你面前。主啊，我要跟随你，然后
好，我要放下一切来跟随你，就像当年彼得，就像当年的马太在税关上面看到主耶稣基督，听到他的召唤，听到他的呼召，说我要放下一切来跟随你。主，我们感谢你，我们把这荣耀一切的归于你。今天又有这么多位的弟兄姐妹，还有我们的小的朋友、小的弟兄姐妹要受洗归入你的名下，这是何等快乐的一件事情，这是何等有恩典的一件事情。我们赞美你，主啊，愿今天你跟我们同在，主啊，愿你今天的信息，主啊，今天你我们的一起的诗歌能够感动我们的每位弟兄姐妹，让我们弟兄姐妹从水里出来的时候，真的是有一个荣耀的这样一个生命活出来。主啊，以后活着的不再是我，乃是主耶稣基督在我里面活着。我们真是感谢赞美我们的主，愿这一切的荣耀颂赞都归于我们天父，还有坐宝座的主耶稣基督。这样祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名，阿门。
弟兄姐妹大家好，我是宋桂华，从中国的石家庄到美国的东部小城格伦菲尔，再到美国的西部尔湾，感谢主派他忠心的仆人林景霞姐妹和余明弟兄，也是凭着他们的爱心带领我这个罪人进入尔湾华人基督教会学习神的话语，让我认识神和接受神的恩典。我从小接受的教育是无神论的教育，通过学习我改变了想法，我现在认为主才是我们的真神，而且是唯一的神，所以我决志信靠耶稣。信主后因神的恩典，内心觉得平安幸福，知道心里想的问题上帝会安排好的，无需忧虑，感觉轻松很多，睡眠当天好转，轻松入睡，这就是神的恩典。林姐妹和余弟兄又不断带领我读经祷告和传福音给我，使我感觉神的美好和恩典，更感觉神在四面环绕着我，主的爱使我苏醒，主要引领我前行的路，在前行的路上不畏一切困难。感谢教会让我在这里受浸，感谢神接纳我这个罪人，我终于要成为上帝的儿女了，这是神给我新生命的开始，我要坚定信靠主耶稣。感谢今天来参加和见证我受浸归于基督的弟兄姐妹，赞美神，荣耀神，愿神保守我们所有人，谢谢。
谢谢宋姊妹，那我们下面请陆涛姊妹。
大家好，我是陆涛，很高兴在神的带领下认识大家。当我第一次来到教会，奇怪的是我并不排斥这个地方。看到大家的热情，我感觉到我来到了大家庭，一切都是那么熟悉。在我刚刚接触神的时候，我也是怀疑，我女儿也是这样。记得她第一次向小光姐提问题时说，小光阿姨，怎样让我相信神？小光阿姨回答她的话说，你相信有风和有空气吗？但是你看不见他们，并不代表他们不存在。我和露露都点了点头，原来神是这么伟大的，也是让我们这么相信他创造了天地万物和人。我就是这样一点点的接触神，认识神，真正让我决定跟随神认识神，是在我怀孕八个月的时候，一场意外，我摔了一跤，摔得很惨。我爬起来的时候，但是什么事情也没有发生，真的是感谢神对我的眷顾和孩子对孩子的保佑，孩子很平安，让我认识神的伟大。在我最需要帮助的时候，他在暗中帮助我。还有一件更伟大的事，也是证明神的伟大。我的一个朋友，生孩子的时候大出血，医生给他输了8磅的血，医生也不敢相信， 也不敢保证他的平安，因为他的失血太多，血都输不进去。后来医生只有切开他的脖子的动脉继续输血，终于把他从死神那里救出来。也谢谢大家一起为他祷告，是大家信神的信心感动了神，让神眷顾了他和他的宝宝。我也替我的朋友葛秋美谢谢大家。啊，我知道在神的面前我是一个罪人，一个达不到他标准的人，唯一的方法我只是必须借助主耶稣基督的宝血洗去我的罪。以前我只是以人的标准决定我的对和错，现在我会用神的标准来决定我所做的一切。因为在2000年前，耶稣基督为了我们大家所有的罪钉死在十字架上，我们借着他的宝血洗去我们所有的罪。我相信他，也信他。我决定从今天开始一直会跟随主耶稣基督，愿意读他的话语。感谢大家。
谢谢陆涛姊妹啊，他们全家，还有露露还没有是不是？还没有受洗，下回该你。那下面一位是 David。
So my name is David.And right now I'm 12 years old. When I was younger, I was just like an average child. I ate, slept, read, and I did what you'd expect from an average kid. When I was a baby, I was brought to church, and people taught something. Like, when I was really young, people would teach me about Jesus and the Bible.And I didn't really take this into heart because, I mean, not yet, until I was like 9 or 10. And then I started getting into this religion, this faith, and I looked at the world differently.There was this one time when my parents took me to this event, where a man with, you know, his arms and legs were gone, and he spoke about his difficulties, and I really started believing at that moment. And also, I feel that I'm really fortunate to have food, water, a house, and love my parents, because not...A lot of other people aren't as fortunate as I am, and other people. On my music test as well, there was honors. You had to get an 80 and above. And before I took the test, I prayed to God, and I asked Him to help me on this test. And it turns out, I got 80, the bare minimum. And I'd like to thank the church for helping me get this, my parents for starting the process, and my Sunday school teachers for instilling faith inside me. Thank you.
Thank you, David. So now is Kristen.
Hi, everybody. My name is Grace Tan.And today I want to be baptized. I want to be baptized so I can be in God's family up in heaven. I learned we're all sinners, and if we believe in Jesus, we would be saved. I started going to this church when I wasn't even born. Ever since that, I started going to church. At this church, I made very close friends, which I still have today. I believe in Jesus because he died on the cross and rose 3 days later.I learned that He is the one and only Savior that can save us from sin. Having someone which loves us so much is really hard to find in the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Grace. Annie.
Because I want to be in God's family up in heaven, and so I can be a good citizen of God's kingdom. I have been in this church for a long time. I know Jesus by reading the Bible at church and at home. I also know him because my teachers at church teach me about him. I started going to this church when I was just born. Now I'm 7 years old, and I still continue to go to this church. Jesus is the one and only God that can save me from sin. I hope you believe in Jesus too. Thank you.
现在我们就要到外边去那个受洗哈，大家把你们的诗歌拿着，要是记不住词的话，现在外边比较热，刚才那两位小朋友已经帮我们洒水啊，可能稍微好一点，但是还是比较热，大家要是能够找到睡有睡的地方，就站在有睡的地方下面啊。好，那我们出去。哦，待会哈，待会进来的时候，那个放衣服是在这边，这边有，这边那个 Lucy 已经贴了地方是哪个地方放衣服。啊，其他的人待会进来，我们有把丰盛的饮食一起来，感谢神。好，还有一个事情，待会回来的时候，麻烦您把那个诗歌的纸放到这边来，我们回收一下。
Thank you.